This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, Se'if Hey, the Mechaber said, if you collected money to build a shul or a base medrash or to buy an aroin or a mantle for a Sefer Torah or a Sefer Torah, and now you want to change the money to use for something else, you can only change to an upgrade. However, if you did upgrade with most of the money, you could use the rest of the money for whatever you want. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Yud Gemel, Ein Mishanim, Vim Roitzim Hagabam Lo Voisan, Velitin Achakach Acherim Tachtam. If, let's say the Gabam want to borrow the money, and they'll pay it back. They collected money, let's say, for a Sefer Torah. In the meantime, they need to buy a bima. They'll borrow the money for a bima, and they'll pay it back. La magin Avram, aser. According to magin Avram, it's aser. Da bailam nichal hu l'mevena mitzvah menzeh dafka. Because the people who gave it, they dafka want you to do what they wanted with this money. Ula taz shari. And according to the taz, it's mutter. The Be'er Halacha explains that there's no kedusha that's chala on the money, even though you collected it for a shul. It's only on the money, we look at it as hazmana ba'alma, which we say hazmana lav milsahi, designation doesn't have a status. Therefore, there's no problem temporarily taking the money for something and returning it afterwards. However, it's usur to spend it for something else without obviously replacing it. Because what the money was given for ultimately has to be fulfilled because it's like a neder. But according to the Taz, you could borrow it because there's no kedusha on the money itself. However, ach al yidei shiva tuvei ho'er b'maymet ansheir, provided that this is done in the presence of the seven governors of the city, the seven trustees in the presence of the city, of the people of the city. I'm sorry. That's the machloikis magin ram and taz. Ach, al yidei shiva tu ba'ir, b'mayim an sha'ir, but to exchange the money for something else through the trustees, l'kuli yam ashari l'shanes hamois, according to everyone, you could change the money, k'may shakasa b'sav zayin. L'chol ma sha'yirtsu, haynu afil davar she'im ba'kedusha klal. The leftover money you could use even for something that doesn't have kedusha at all. Elo shutzar chet sibor v'hatam kivan shenasa das anshe ha'ir ba'mois mishum hachi shari ba'moisar. Once you did what the people wanted for the money, so with the rest, you could do what you want. So let's say like this. Let's say you're building an arayin that costs $30 million, and you raise $100 million to build that arayin. So as long as you build the arm for $30 million, the $70 million, organization could pocket. Who says that? The Shulchan Aruch. The people gave the money for A. It didn't cost A. It's understood it doesn't necessarily cost that amount. That's what
wasn't the money menade for that, I mean, the money on it. Doesn't the money have like a nether on it or another on it?
Yeah, the nether is...
Well, mine, but they gave money toward...
And it went toward it. It went toward it.
Well, did not. It's something else.
I gave $100. One of my dollars went toward the Arayin. So I got what I wanted. I dafka wanted every one of my dollars? No, we don't say that. As I give you money, and there's a chiyuv for you to do what you said you're going to do, what you're collecting for. So we did. That's what it seems like.
But an adava is not what I want. The adava is something I'm donating to this chapter of kedusha.
So it went toward that. Just they got a good deal. It didn't cost the amount, right? That's what the Mechaber says. That meshanin hamoisel choma sheyirtzu. Now, Let's see a little bit further in the Mechaber. Ve'im kishagavu hamois hisnu lasois cheftzom mimoisar hadomim. if when they collected the money, they stipulated that they're going to do whatever they want with the leftovers, then afilu kanu umachru v'chazru v'kanu kedusha b'miksas adamim mutar l'hayred hamaysar. So let's see what this case is. When they collected the money, they made a stipulation to do their whatever they wanted from the extra. So then, let's say they said like this, you know, we're collecting $100,000 to build an Arayin, and whatever we don't need to build the Arayin, we're going to use to make a coffee room. So then, afilu kanu, umachru v'chazru v'kanu kedusha b'miksas hadamim, mutter lahirid hamoysar. Even if they bought, and then they sold, and then they bought a davar shebekdusha with some of the money, they could downgrade the rest. Avlam loy hisnu kishagavu, but if they didn't stipulate when they collected, ela kishamachru hisnu, only when they sold, then asr lahiridam. Let's see the Mishnah Bura. Afilu, okay, sivkatan yudalad, sivkatan tesvav, afilu kanu umachru, ha'al yarabah v'hagra, mefak bekin mazah. The Al Yarab and the Gra question this, the Efshar Shekivan Shachakach Kanu Stam Mikal Adamim, because it could be since afterwards, even though they made a stipulation, since they bought Stam from all the money, Chayla HaKedusha B'chal HaKniyah, the Kedusha is Chal on the whole purchase, V'asar Achakach Kishamachro V'aysira, and it's Asar afterwards when they sold and they left over. So let's just get this case clear. When they collected the money, they stipulated that whatever is extra, they could do whatever they want. But what happened was the Arayin actually costed $100,000, and they spent $100,000 on the Arayin. But then they sold it. And then, after selling it, they bought an Arayin for $70,000. Now they have $30,000 left. They could use the $30,000 for whatever they want. That's what the Mechaber is saying. Okay, you got the case? I mean, case A of the Mechaber, what we started with, is a shul that collects money for a purpose, and they use part of the money for the purpose. The rest of the money they could use for whatever they want. But if they stipulated outright, then even if they used all the money to buy a Davar Shebekdusha, then they sold it, and they got... and then they bought it again, and now they have leftovers, so now the leftovers could be used for whatever they wanted. But if they didn't stipulate, now the Gra and the Elia Rabba question that. They say once you bought a Davar Shebekdusha with the money, then if you sell it and you have and you buy something, the leftovers you can't use for whatever you want. Now the Mechaber says, Avlam lo hisnu kishagavul ala kishamachru hisnu, but if they didn't make that stipulation originally, only when they sold it, asr lo haridam, they can't downgrade it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkata on Tezayin, Avlam lo hisnu v'chulu, hatam, the reason is the az kishakanu, because then when they bought chala kedusha kama shakanu, the kedusha is chal and everything, ve'inu mo'il achar kach ha'ktnai, beis ha'mechira, the tnai is not going to help later when they sold. Hagah, Vim kanu bedamim elu shagavu etzim va'avanim. Let's say they purchased with the money they collected wood and stones. Chala kedusha hadamim alo etzim va'avanim. The kedusha is chal on the wood and the stones. Va'asul shanoisam rak le kedusha chamer. You could only use those wood and stones for a higher kedusha. Okay, we're going to hold it here. We'll continue with this tomorrow.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.